Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get to the important business of the Red Sox deal. And joining us right now on the Harbor One hotline is Buster Olney. Hey, Buster, how are you?
I'm doing great, although I feel uniquely qualified to address the issue you just talked about.
Yes.
Because I've met more dogs and cats named Buster than people in my lifetime. The only adult that I ever met whose name is Buster is Buster Posey. So I know exactly what you guys are talking about.
Was that parentally given, or is that nickname? Forgive my ignorance.
Yeah, it was given by my mom on the day I was born. My real name is Robert, but my great-grandfather passed away 2 days before I was born. And he could never remember the name of little kid, so he called them all Buster. So my mom was feeling sad about his passing and happy about me, and so she called me that on the first day I was born, and that's what I've always been called.
It's stuck, as they say.
It's stuck.
Well, I don't know. Is this Red Sox deal going to stick? I mean, it seems like this morning that the Red Sox have some concerns, is that just negotiating on their part?
I think, and I don't know specifically, you know, what the nature of the concerns are, but this is not unusual when teams are going through deals where somebody's physical pops up and they're like, well, there's a bit of a red flag there. How about you throw in some international signing money, or maybe we add a player to be named later among these, you know, group of C-plus prospects. It happens all the time, but I think we know about it in this case because it's such a high-profile deal.
Ken was talking earlier about whether or not the Red Sox should have been able to get more for Mookie. Where do you stand on that?
And I'm not a prospect expert, but what I did yesterday was to call around to other teams who aren't involved in this negotiation and ask them, hey, what'd you think about the deal? And uniformly, what I got back from other teams is, wow, it was a solid return for the Red Sox, you know, based on what we've seen in recent years for what teams get for superstars going into their free agent year. Manny Machado, Yu Darvish, et cetera, et cetera. The folks I talked to with other teams thought the Red Sox did fine. There's a ton of respect in the industry for Haim, and they thought he did a good job under the circumstances of trying to market a player who's making a lot of money this year, who's going to be a free agent in the fall, and apparently shedding a lot of the money owed to David Price.
Buster, I heard yesterday fans in Los Angeles were just taking a victory lap and were having a Kansas City Chiefs-like parade for the trade. NPR was talking about it. The whole city was abuzz. But can you tell us a little bit about the guys that the Red Sox are getting in return, just to give us a little hope, because we're already on Brady watch with Tom Brady and everything's kind of a mess back here. What can we make of Verdugo and Gratterol?
Well, Gratterol, it's interesting because you guys know he's the hardest throwing minor leaguer, among the rankings that were posted by Baseball America. That said, and he clearly is a high-end prospect in terms of how hard he throws, Derek Falvey's the head of baseball operations with the Minnesota Twins, and he's really smart, and he really knows pitching. And so the perception around the industry is, you know what, if Derek Falvey's trading somebody with that kind of an arm, then he must have some concerns about whether or not this is someone who's going to be anything more than a reliever in his career. And Alex Verdugo is a really talented hitter. There are questions about, you know, what kind of guy he is, and those have lingered for a few years. But no one doubts the fact that he can really hit, and he's going to hit in the big leagues for a long time.
Yes, some sort of an issue in his past with regard to some kind of a sexual assault kind of thing or something?
It's more about, from what I understand, when people talk about his personality, it's not that, because that's a pretty deep well to go down. In a short time without explaining all sides of it, but that wasn't the concern as much as the question of how he gets along with teammates, how he's perceived in the clubhouse. You know, I asked Dodger people about that last year, and they said, no, in their eyes, it was a case of a young player, you know, a young person figuring stuff out. And they didn't think that, you know, this is going to be something that he was going to be his whole career.
We talked, Lou Maloney was on the show yesterday talking about where the Red Sox are at currently. And he said they're rebuilding. He said they're retooling. What do you think fans can expect from this Red Sox team this season without Mookie?
Yeah, I think that if you were to look at what the Yankees did in 2016, that's a good comparison for where the Red Sox are now. If you guys remember, in 16, the Yankees had some young players who were still developing, but they had some payroll issues, and they also wanted to augment their farm system. So that summer, they traded Andrew Miller to the Cleveland Indians. They got back a couple prospects. They traded Aroldis Chapman to the Chicago Cubs. They got back Gleyber Torres. And to borrow Lou's word, they were retooling to put themselves in a better position moving forward. I think that's what the Red Sox are doing. I think, look, they finished 19 games behind the Yankees last year, and then the offseason begins this year with the Yankees signing Gerrit Cole. On paper, they're as good of a team as we've seen in the last 20 years. And then in January, Alex Cora, who is tangibly has a tangible effect as a manager, one of the best managers in baseball, he winds up being fired because of his connection with the sign-stealing scandal. And from what I understand from sources, that it was after Alex was fired that the Red Sox really accelerated the Mookie talks with the Dodgers and with the Padres. And I do wonder if internally they're thinking, you know what, the Yankees right now are so in such a strong position, and we just lost a manager who is a difference maker. This is a good time to take a step back, get the payroll back in order, augment the farm system, put ourselves in a better position moving forward. While, you know, around the edges, I would expect that they'll at least be in the conversation for the wild card, if not for the division.
And what are you hearing, Buster, about Major League Baseball and their investigation of the Red Sox?
Yeah, it's interesting because I've heard now from three different people that that when Major League Baseball investigators have been speaking with Red Sox players, that it's not just open-ended question of, hey, what can you tell us? They're working off some specific information, like they've got something. And I can't tell you what that is, but it's the sort of thing where, and I'm just sort of making up, I don't know exactly what they're saying to the players, but basically what they're saying is, this is what we know. We know this person was involved. We know this was the system. What can you tell us on top of that? So that the people they're talking to, I think there's probably a need for some acknowledgement about something that went on. Whether or not, you know, that rises to the level of what the Astros did or what it's going to lead to in terms of suspensions or fines or that sort of thing, I can't tell you.
Hey, Buster, it's all hindsight now, of course, but should the Sox have traded Mookie at the trade deadline last year, and what would the difference in return have been had they done so?
They would have gotten more. There's no question about it, because if they had traded him before the July 31st deadline last summer, then, of course, he could have affected two pennant races for the buyer rather than just one. I think it's hard. You know, if you are in Boston and the team is in a pennant race, they're in a race to make the postseason, and the Red Sox were not good last year, but they weren't so far out that you couldn't imagine them climbing back in. And I suspect that Alex Cora, who's an incredibly competitive person, probably had a voice in that. And let's face it, by the time they got to July, I'm sure the owners already knew that they were going to fire Dave Dombrowski. And Alex's voice may have been a difference maker in that, saying, hey, I believe in this group. We can come back. We can find our way into the playoffs. It would have been really difficult when you talk about backlash to trade Mookie in the middle of a summertime. That's why I think they're doing it now rather than this summer. So in July, if they were eight games out, behind the Yankees and two games out of the wild card, it would have been much more difficult at that time, I think, trade Mookie than this winter, than just making the deal and living with the ramifications.
When I hear it, it sounds like wishful thinking, but there are some who think the Red Sox at the end of this season can go back after Mookie and be a part of that sweepstakes. Do you think that ends up being a possibility?
Well, it's not unprecedented. I mentioned when the Yankees traded Chapman to the Cubs, he became a free agent that fall, and they signed him back. You know, Hal Steinbrenner, their owner, really wanted Chapman back, and so he pushed to give him, at that time, what was a record deal. I don't think that's going to happen with Mookie because, I mean, let's face it, part of the reason why the Red Sox are in the position they're in right now is because of the credit card bills that they stacked up in 2017, 2018 to build up the team, you know, where you get a David Price contract, a Nathan Eovaldi contract, a Chris Sale contract, and some of that is still to be worked through. You know, the Chris Sale decision I wrote at the time, it was a bad decision, given the fact that they hadn't seen him pitch in 2019. And I still think there's going to be some backfilling that Heim's going to have to do and some adjustments to make up for some of the credit card issues they have.
All right. Well, Buster, thank you for joining us this morning. And we'll, I guess we'll all watch Mookie play elsewhere for the rest of his career. Homegrown.
I think that's probably true.
Homegrown and no longer a part of the Boston Red Sox. But that's what happens when you spend like a drunken sailor, as we said yesterday, right? All right, Buster, thanks.
Take care, guys.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.